Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, it's a happy, happy morning. On 98.9 Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy, welcome to it. A Wednesday, Middle Child Wednesday. Scott Fiziano, Sandy Waters, raw hair. And another amazing, even a more amazing-er day. Today. Wow. 80 degrees and sunny.
You know, it's really painful though, and I could feel your pain because I know a lot of you deal with this where it is so gorgeous. We only have so many beautiful, perfectly beautiful days, and you are stuck inside working.
That's okay.
Like, ugh. I want to get out there. I want to get out there. And then, you know, whatever. You walk by the windows at work.
You know, I don't know, man. I think you're 10 years ago. I think there's so many people right now that I don't, more friends that I have than not work remotely that I have
but
in my
circles. Even if you're working remotely, like I was working yesterday, but I was inside because I had to get work done on the computer. And with the sun glare, like you can't see your computer screen as much as you force yourself to want to go outside. You still work inside.
Wow. We're going to get you an umbrella. Ella.
So you, my friend, who goes home and just enjoys it.
I don't do crap all day.
We don't want to hear you. I like when you go into a medical building and they're like, how's the weather outside? And they don't get any windows.
Yeah.
I always lie. I'm like, it's really yucky.
It's horrible.
It's oppressive.
It's not sunny and 80 at all today, and sunny and 82 tomorrow. No, and 85 on Sunday, Saturday, or Friday.
It's all right.
It's fine.
It's all right. It's fine. All right. You're not missing anything.
All right, so there you go. We've got Jessica Simpson in concert. Remember, she used to be married to Nick Lachey, and they were on a TV show together, and her sister, Ashley Simpson. Remember? She's doing this thing. She's coming back to Del Lago Resort and Casino, and we got your tickets this morning.
Can I ask a question? Did you have to explain who Jessica Simpson was?
Maybe.
Is there somebody listening right now who says, who's Jessica Simpson?
Is that Homer's sister? Who is that?
I kind of feel like Jessica Simpson is well known.
Oh, sure.
You don't need to explain. Is she? Is she not? I don't know. I could be.
Yeah. I mean, in our world, you know. And, you know, she was kind of portrayed on the TV show as a little flighty.
That was forever ago.
Yeah.
She's done so much more since then.
Way more.
Like her fashion brand is.
Yeah. Like.
Is legit. But that was like, that was the start of reality TV, wasn't it?
You were near it. Yeah. Yeah. That was that whole thing.
I think she was, before the Kardashians. It was Jessica Simpson.
She's definitely before the
Anyhow,
Kardashians.
Jerker Justified is how you're going to win those tickets.
Oh, cool.
Today.
Talk this morning here on The Buzz. Again, sunny and 80. Nothing wrong with it.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, good morning. It's Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy. Scott's Fiziano and Sandy Waters. Middle Child Wednesday here. Beautiful day. Sunny, 80. Tomorrow, same thing. Even nicer. If you knew you were going to get fired, you're definitely positive you're going to get fired. Would you go into the boss and just, like, light him up? Or would you just take it?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely not. That's something I could see you doing, but no. This world is a little too small. You never know when you're going to need that person again.
I don't know, man. I've always admired Scott Pelley from CBS, 60 Minutes. He got bounced yesterday. They're tearing apart 60 Minutes, which is probably the most respected, you know, long form news show. But I've got to remember, if you want a great burn comment to your boss or anyone, this is one to remember. I don't know why I always liked this guy. Maybe because he had my first name, right? Hmm. You know who Scott Pelley is? Do you know who that?
I'm trying to picture him. Let me look him up.
He was the anchor of the CBS Evening News from 2011 to 2017. He's been at CBS since 1989.
Yeah, I know him.
He's been in the 60 Minutes since 2004. Well, they bounced him yesterday after he went off on his new bosses during a meeting. During the meeting, he confronted Nick Bilton, who's his new executive producer of 60 Minutes, telling him, this is the slam, listen to this. He told him his qualifications for the job were slender.
Your qualifications for the job are slender?
Yeah, like, hey, new boss, nice to meet you, but your qualifications for your job are slender.
Wow.
That is like the slipperiest burn I've ever heard. And leave it to a veteran journalist to have the panache of the grasp of English language to use the word, your qualifications of your job are slender.
You love that spite stuff. I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't respect him more after that. As frustrated as he is at the situation, because I know it is frustrating when your company changes from what you remember it to be, the good old days, to just name call and be condescending.
Slight. It was very slight.
Anyone else? Maybe, like, are more people like you, like Scott, that you love that, those jabs?
Oh, God.
Or not?
Well, no, you watched The Morning Show, right, on Apple TV?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just picture this as a scene from that TV show. It's so real life.
Have you ever been able to do that because you love listening and hearing these stories?
No. Never been able to. He also complained to Barry Weiss. She's the new editor-in-chief of CBS News. He told that the guy he said, slender, you know, your job quality, that Weiss is murdering 60 Minutes and she does not love this place. She was brought in to kill it, and that's exactly what they're doing. 60 Minutes has been, Anderson Cooper left, Sharon Alfonsi, they fired her, somebody else too, so they're wiping it clean.
You know, when you do things like that, I always wonder this. Hmm. Like, it must make him feel good. Like, he feels good now about it, right? Like, you feel good about it if you were to ever do this because you love doing this kind of thing. But then in my mind, I'm thinking, will the other person be like, oh, well, now I'm going to change?
No, but he knew he was getting fired.
They're just going to laugh at you. It doesn't do anything.
I think it puts more people on the underdog side. They're happy, the underdog, that Scott Pelley stood up to the bigwigs and told them to bant. You know, I just think that makes me like him more.
It does. Yeah. It takes the class out of it for me.
He remained classy by his eloquent grasp of the English language, telling his new boss that his qualifications were slender. I love that. So
I don't know why I can't jump on this. I'm like, that gives me the ick. Like, you're condescending and arrogant. And he probably makes a gajillion dollars. He's doing just fine. I know how the broadcasting world was back then. His ego has been stroked so much that now he believes it. And I mean, he's talented. Obviously, he's very good at what he does.
Oh, God, yeah. But here's the funny thing. Like,
what?
I think he was more, I feel his vibe sticking up for this established, you know, monument of a news organization.
Yeah, but he only did that when he was the one on the chopping block. He didn't do it for anyone else.
No, this just happened. This is just starting. This is the last month or so that they're coming in to crash it out.
Okay. All right.
He finally stood up and he said, you know what? If I get fired, he probably knew he was getting fired anyway because everybody else did. He just went in and blasted him on your qualifications for this job were slender.
If anyone has a good story you could relate to that, where you told the boss, you showed him, 818-2899. We'd love to hear, Scott would love to hear your story.
Take this job and shove it.com.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, three window washers were rescued last night. This is so insane. But the most interesting part of this story is the hobbyist who showed up. And what he did was like, dude, come on. Dude, stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
99 The Buzz. Scott and Sandy.
So, three window washers. This happened right here in Rochester. Three window washers were rescued last night. Oh, my God. They were just trapped after being stuck 22 stories outside of the Metropolitan Building in the city.
That used to be, well, that's the one with all the, that's the one with all the white lines on it that goes up and on. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. It kind of like, it comes out like a.
It used to be the Lincoln First Building or something like
right.
that. Yeah.
So, what one guy did who lives there. It's like the worst thing you could do. He gave me so much ick. It was unbelievable. Like, if he's married, his wife is like, get your butt back in here. Right. So this all happened last night at 7 p.m. Three window washers trapped on a suspended platform. And, you know, everybody came out, to, like the firefighters, the ambulance, everybody. These guys are fine. They're okay.
Yeah, it was just they were just stuck. The power went out or something.
Yeah, the story is developing, so I don't know if there's much more to the story other than they're fine now, and I don't even know if they were bothered by it, because if you're a window washer, you don't care.
You're up there anyway. You got a beautiful sunset view. It was, I think they had to pop open a window to get them out. They had to cut open a window to get them out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, because for us, we're all like, what? Oh my God, I'm starting to have, like, hot flashes. For them, they're probably like, yeah, having a little picnic, enjoying the...
Right. I'm getting paid.
Yeah, I'm on the clock. That's fine. Take a nap. Anyhow, so there's this guy who lives there. And he gave a statement to the news stations. It was probably his first mistake.
Is this the one that
seems like a night guy?
Was the guy with the orange shirt?
He says, yes. Yeah. He says, I do have a drone. And I flew it up there while the fire department was flying their drone.
Oh, geez.
It's kind of interesting, you know? You don't see someone stuck on a high rise every day. It's like, oh my God, you freaking dronies.
Dude, if I meet you, I'm going to smack you, because you do not do that. Stay out of law enforcement's way.
I want to see that a drony fight from one drony to another.
Be responsible. You make people like responsible drone operators like myself.
Oh,
frustrated.
God. Drone operators.
Well, what do you call me?
I don't know why I can't get it out of my mind. Whenever you say drone, I'm a droney, I'm a droner, or whatever you're calling yourself. I can't get it out of my mind like you're an 8-year-old boy. I don't know why. I know there's more to it.
Great
I
stigma.
Know,
thanks a lot.
You're just a geek. Maybe it's because you geeked it up so much in the very beginning.
Oh, it's awesome.
That now I only see droners one way.
Drone operators. They're not droners. They're not dronies.
Drone operators is too long of a word. How do you shorten it? Dronies. Drone bones.
UAP pilot.
I don't like that. What did you just say? UAP pilot?
Unmanned aircraft pilot, yeah.
I even think that sounds funnier. UAP. P.
UFO pilot.
PP.
So, yeah, he put his drone up when law enforcement and emergency services were there. I hope the Federal Aviation Administration finds him.
Yeah, but you used to do that kind of stuff.
No,
yeah.
Wait,
not to that degree where it was unprofessional. You know your limits, but
or
we would
illegal.
Do a
yeah, right.
Okay, but we would do a remote. Okay, here we are. We're paid to be at a client's business, and here's Scott pulling out his drone.
Yeah,
I was so embarrassed for you.
Yeah, but I took pictures for the client and gave them to them. It was an added value. I did it two times. I did Tim Hortons up in Rochester, and then I think we were down in like Victor or Canandaigua or something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and then they
understand.
Were like, wow, that's great. And I could see, because I fake it. I know how, I can spot a faker, and I spot two fakers. Wow, yeah, that's great. Meanwhile, they're like, what the hell? Just do the job we paid for. What are you off in the woods doing your stupid drone work?
I wasn't off in the woods.
Where are you? Come back.
You're off in the woods. I should give you the controller and let you see how fun it is.
You know what? I probably would love it, and I would be like, yeah, I would be a drone bone too.
Drone bone.
UPP too.
Why don't you call me a drone hole while you're at it? That's what you mean, drone hole.
I don't. Okay, it's cool. It's cool.
No, it's not. In your mind.
You got a side business from it. You're making bank from it, so I can't judge. I will.
You're just jealous.
It's like when your hobby gets in the way. You're so in love. Like, he is so about his drone. He's not thinking about, oh, maybe this isn't the right time. When they're trying to rescue three window washers.
No, I would never do that.
I'm saying this guy probably. It's when your hobby, you fall in love with it so much that you just want to do it any chance you can.
Yeah.
And you lose sight of what really is the boundary.
Now, if you went up to the law enforcement and said, listen, I have a drone. Would you like me to, capture the incident or take some photographs for whatever? Afterwards.
Maybe he did. We don't even know.
Yeah.
He could have.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Wow.
But anyhow, the story went from window washers trapped on the side of the Metropolitan Building to the drone guy.
Drone hole. You can say it.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
If you're over the age of 40, you are totally going to love this. You're going to be like, we're back.
Huh?
Okay. We are back.
Over the age of 40?
Well, okay, yes, but the younger people, you guys, this is the place to find love.
All right. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. It's not new.
No, it's not new. Gen Z is driving a return to in-person shopping at the mall.
Come on!
The mall culture is back, they say. Gen Z shoppers made 62% of their general purchases in physical stores.
Wow.
Higher than older age groups.
Gen Z ages 14 to 29.
80% say they just enjoy shopping in the stores and hanging out.
It's so funny. Now, us over 40, we're like, oh, let's go do that. We go to the mall, and all of a sudden, it's a medical facility. I'm like, hey, wait a second. I thought there was a mall. What the hell?
It does make me happy.
What happened?
I love when I see and hear this. I love it. It makes me so happy. It lights me up.
I drive by the former Irondequoit Mall every morning, and I know it's been kind of fixed up, and they got the Irondequoit Recreation Center.
Okay, we're talking the malls, and you just listed the two malls in town that are not malls anymore.
I know, but that's what my point is. If I could finish it, is that I'm sad that malls have started to, to deflate in a way. But to see that they're coming back or they're being, reinflated again, the ones that are still around, is a good feeling.
Well, I don't know if, Eastview Mall has never deflated, like you're saying.
No,
you're saying, yeah. I mean, you got to take Marketplace Mall and Rondequoit Mall. Those are very sad. We'll just let those go. But the other malls that were always there, like the Mall at Grease Ridge and Eastview, have always been very strong. And they keep adding new stores. They've always been great.
Yeah.
But it's good to see and hear that from the Gen Z generation.
Mm-hmm.
And someone just messaged us. Maybe there is some truth to this. Millennials killed the mall. Gen Z's bringing it back.
I can see that because millennials are what, 30 to 45 year olds?
That's so bad.
And they started buying stuff on Amazon and they didn't go out anymore and they had kids and they're too busy to go shopping. And that's exactly what happened.
Another reason for us not to like you millennials. No, I like you. I like you.
Aren't you a millennial?
Okay, so now here's the question. What?
Oh, no, you're Gen X.
I'm not a millennial.
You're Gen X.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now, here's the question. One, first, do you feel safe even letting your kids go hang out at the mall like we used to? Like our parents would just drop us off like a bag of luggage and then come back 4 hours later. In the paranoid culture that we live in now, would you even feel safe letting your kids just, quote, hang out?
I would, yeah. I would. Maybe because my two boys would, if they were of that age, of that 14 to 29-year-old I'd let him, or, you know, 15, at 14? Teenagers. Yeah, 15, 16, yeah.
Oh, I'm there, not right. letting my son, well, 14. Okay, hang on. Is there a big difference between 13 and 14? Because I'm only envisioning my 13-year-old nephew. I would never, if he was my son, let him just roam the mall
why?
By himself.
Is he not capable of taking care of himself?
I don't know why. I'm not really sure.
I mean, he's got his own personality. He can stick up for himself, right? He's not a wimp.
I would be nervous for a boy. They're going to do something dumb to get in trouble. For a girl, I would be worried about her safety. So the times that I have dropped my kid off, I always stay at the mall. One, because it's Eastview, so it's a little bit farther for me. So I'm like, well, while I'm here, yeah. you guys just go off. I'll go shopping too. But do guys go hang out at the mall? Because a lot of young guys complain that there are fewer and fewer places to meet people. Like, you know, without looking creepy, that's why it's really tough if you're young to find a good date, right? To date or whatever they call it now. If you're a young guy, would you ever approach a girl at the mall?
If I was of dating age again, like a young guy, like, you know, 18, 17, 20, something like that. Absolutely. Kidding me? That's the highest concentration of the opposite sex in my mind.
I think that's the best spot too.
Yeah.
If a kid came up to me while I'm shopping with my girlfriends, first of all, you're in the mall. That means you're okay going shopping with me. Mm-hmm. Ding, you get a point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, you know, it depends on how you approach me. I think that's match made in heaven. I think that's love at first sight.
Hasn't it always been like that though? There's been movies about it. And like,
I know that's like the 80s.
Where do you find, you know, someone you can be in a relationship with other than a mall or school at that age?
I think this is like the resurgence of it. Like mm-hmm. you're in your 20s. Forget Tinder, Bumble, whatever. Just go to the mall. This is the perfect place. If you approach a girl at the mall, I'm telling you.
You got to do it right, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't be sitting in like the massage chair and be like, "How you doing? Where are you just shopping?" You can't do it from the massage chair. Yeah,
don't be just hanging out on like I don't know,
sitting
leaning on the wall of Victoria's Secret or something and be like, "Hey, pretty lady, don't do any of that nonsense." But I kind of think that is so sweet. I think that's a great place to be.
Okay, all right, guys, I'm going to give you a little advice. Don't go by yourself. Don't go by yourself. Go with a couple other friends.
And then,
You gotta have like three of you. There's gotta be a total of three of you.
Wait a minute, hold on. Pause for 1 second. If you're by yourself though, you have to look disheveled, like you have to buy an outfit for an event and you're so confused and flustered. That's a good approach.
Oh, when you go up to a really good looking girl and you'd be like, "Hey, can you help me? I don't know what I'm doing. I need to get something."
Yes. Okay.
Well, but if you had three guys, one will be your wingman, the other will be your navigator. And then if you're the one who's looking for someone to meet, you got to have two other guys with you.
Okay, now you are creating an 80s movie. This is what you're doing. You're describing an 80s movie.
I guess you're right. Alex is on the phone. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Just jumping in here. Two things. One, it wasn't the millennials that killed the mall. It was their boomer parents.
Oh, smack!
Two, on the big, I would say the death of the mall or the shrinkage of the mall is less to do with the mall itself and the fact that they were so focused on department stores and they all just started copying each other into being the same store.
That's true.
It was boring as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the malls that, like Eastview, that have pivoted into catering to a lot more small and niche stores
mm-hmm.
have turned around and thrive.
Absolutely.
Because there is a variety to go see.
Right.
And go browse.
Instead of, you know, at three different anchors of the entrances, it's the same department store, but
they're also
a different
saying,
name, you know.
Yeah, and they're also saying entertainment. Gen Z is looking for entertainment more than even just shopping. They are looking for an experience. That's what it is. They're looking for the experience of it. And that's what the malls are trying to do, make it an experience.
Yeah, but massage chairs. Yay.
And finding love. Yay.
Yay.
Oh my God, you should do weddings at the mall. You find love at the mall and you get married at the mall. Oh my God, this is great.
I don't know about that. It's a little tacky.
That would be interesting.
I say tacky, you say interesting, and we both meant the same thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Alex.
Anyways, have a good day, guys.
Bye, guy. Bye, buddy. La, la, la. You doing Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy, middle child. If you are a middle child, today is your day. Which would be Sandy Waters. Good morning.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Me, my fellow middle children, if you are in the car right now, how fast are you going? How fast are you going? Come on. Yeah. It might soon be a real thing where the state can automatically slow your vehicle down if you're speeding.
Wow.
Before we get there, though, because in the car is my daughter whose birthday is today.
Wait,
Lexi.
Lexi, how old is she today?
17.
Come on, Lexi. Happy birthday.
She's
happy birthday.
Not driving herself to school, which she's very mad about. She does not have her license yet because mom's slowing it down, she says. But she's in my husband's driving her to school today.
Oh,
my
nice
little moose, Lexi.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday. I'm in denial.
I remember when you were born.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Everyone does. Everyone listening right now. Okay, so New York State is testing a new program in New York City. So they're going to start out in New York City first. That would force repeat speeders to install a device in their cars that physically limits how fast they can drive.
Nice.
The pilot program targets so-called super speeders in New York City. Anyone who racks up... Okay, so this is where it gets a little confusing. Anyone who racks up more than 16 speed camera tickets in a year would have to put a speed restrictor in their car. 16? Why are we still driving?
My biggest baffle of this break is the fact that you can speed in New York City. I always hear you can't even drive. It's
very good point.
Okay, all right, but anyway.
So anyhow, depending on how it goes, it could be implemented in any other community that's interested. So if this goes really well in New York City, then anybody else, including Rochester, could step forward and be like, hey, listen, we want that too here. So now there's a statewide bill that may require anyone who receives 6 or more speed camera, red light camera tickets in 12 months to install the device. So that whole how many speeding tickets you need to get before you have to have this, that keeps changing everywhere I read it. I don't know what that number is really going to be.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
What do you see?
Okay, here's the deal. You get a bunch of DUIs, they put the blow device in where to start the car.
Yeah.
Right. This is perfect. I think this is great. This is a great idea. This is a super idea.
The people who brought up points that I didn't even think of, any validity to these in your mind? Invasion of privacy.
No.
You know, why does everybody talk about invasion? Like,
Shut up, people. Your privacy,
an invasion of privacy?
Your privacy has been gone for decades, people. Stop that fallacy. It's a fallacy.
I love it. People always go to, it's like the low-hanging fruit of complaining. Invasion of privacy. You're speeding. If you're a chronic speeder, well, what do you mean it's an invasion of privacy to have your vehicle? Insurance companies do it all the time. People sign up for that, right?
It's an invasion of my safety is what you're doing by speeding.
Okay, the other one is, what if you share a vehicle with your lead foot spouse?
Then you can just like, this is like the free spin chip you've always wanted. You can always hold it over their head.
Well, this is, and then the other one a lot of people brought up was someone else driving your vehicle. Let's say it's a kid who steals it. That was another comment that came in about this.
Well, that's where you go to court. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, like, is it really a big deal? Maybe I am missing something because there's a big opposing group of people. But it's like, if my vehicle, if I don't speed, then I don't care.
Right. I mean, everybody speeds, but I mean, if you get racked up 16 tickets in a year or 6 speeding tickets in a year, you should. I mean, would you like to lose your license or would you like to have a governor put on it? You know what I'm saying? You're the speed.
But I know. When does your license get revoked? How many speeding tickets do you need before?
I don't know.
I didn't think it got to 6. I didn't think you had 6 tries at this. I thought it was like 2, 3.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. But
somebody knows
all the time. I don't know.
It happened to somebody listening right now. 818-2899.
It's suspended. And it's funny because like that's the lesser of two evils. Would you rather be suspended and then not be able to drive or be able to drive the speed limit?
The only thing that bugs me is how much money is this going to cost?
What do you mean?
Because you got to pay for all these devices that are going to go into cars. And then the people who have the device, just like the blow whatever device, they're going to damage it. They're going to bust it somehow. They're going to do something with it.
Not all of them do. And it should be, the price should be on the offender. And I don't know if you got a blow to start your car, if you had to pay for that or not, if that's part of your crime sentence.
I mean,
or whatever.
That would make sense, but I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know either. So conversely, if this was automatically like put into the chip of every vehicle and then they could just flip the switch, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, 100,000 cars in the Rochester area got like tweaked down to like 55 degrees or 55 miles an hour, I think we'd have a problem with that. If you didn't offend.
You know what? I was just thinking, why you could have it where your car doesn't go fast. Why don't we do put a limiter on people? But then there's situations where you have to speed up to like pass a semi because your lane's ending or something. Then will your car not go, and then all of a sudden you get into an accident?
Yeah, no, you need that. You need the headroom. But you know, with that headroom comes, you know, but
without a doubt, there's got to be a massive cost to this. And without a doubt, the people who are this, you know, they get so many speeding tickets, they're chronic speeders, they're going to find a way around it.
Does the cost outweigh the benefit of this? Say it costs $5 million to the state. I mean, you're saving lives, you're saving property, the more lives you save, the more taxes you get from the people that don't die. You know what I'm saying? It all comes out in the wash.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, you always think that anytime the government spends something, that's our taxpayer money. Yeah, they're doing it to keep us safe or alive.
Or waste it.
It's always waste first, isn't it? Sandy Waters, something else.
Anyhow, so the pilot program is starting in New York City now, I guess, and we'll see if it ever comes to Rochester. But all you teenagers, all you 17-year-olds driving to school right now, don't speed. That's all I wanted to say.
Excellent PSA. Very imaginative. 7:16 on the buzz. It's Drunk or Justified.
So mean.
I know. It's just,
why are you just so antsy and mean? Drunk or Justified, you split the cost evenly, but you get less than what you paid for, all because you're single.
Cake coming up on the buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Some call it rude. Others call it reasonable. This is Pizzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, you split the cost evenly, but you get less than what you paid for, all because you're single. Has this happened to anyone? Because it's happening to a woman I know, and I was like, oh, girl, this is so perfect for Jerk or Justified. So a woman I know, she's single. Mm-hmm. She has two sisters. And from when they were little kids, they would always take a big family trip together right around the time when school was over. So early July.
Okay.
And her sisters are married and they both have kids.
Okay.
And she's single.
She's single. Is she a middle child?
No boyfriend.
Is she a middle child?
No, she's. Why do you always say she's the middle child?
Well, it always unfortunate things happen to the middle child.
Well, that is true. Yeah, maybe for this story, I'll make her the middle child. Give it more of an impact.
Yeah, right.
Okay, anyhow, she's single, no boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And for the last 2 years, and yet again this year, they go evenly on a Vrbo, Airbnb, whatever one they do. And so it's like one big house, right? But there is never enough bedrooms for everybody to get their own room.
Mm-hmm.
So she ends up having to sleep in the same room with some of the kids because the couples all get their own room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she is not a couple. So they're always like, well, just you sleep with the kids. So this year, her family warned her that it might be bunk beds.
No.
From what they see in the pictures, they're like, well, you're okay with a bunk bed, aren't you?
Wow.
She's like, wait, I'm asked to split this evenly.
Right.
Like, every family, this is how much you owe. Yet, just because I'm single, I'm being punished. I'm like the loose change at the bottom of your purse. Oh, yeah, throw it with the kids out of bunk.
So, if you were to put this into this jerk justified question, it would be what?
She wants to ask not to pay as much. She doesn't want to pay as much. She wants a single person discount.
Gotcha. Jerker justified to ask for the discount because there's not a couple. 818-289-9 is the number. First call through gets concert tickets to see Jessica Simpson at the Del Lago Resort and Casino. Hey, good morning, Buzz. How you doing? Jerker justified.
Good morning. I think she's justified.
Yeah? Okay. You know, I kind of do too. It's like, it's not fair to pay a couple's price when there's only one of you.
I know.
No. You know?
No, if you don't get your own bedroom, you don't have to pay as much.
Ooh.
Are you? Okay, so two questions. First, are you personally triggered by this? And two, how much of a discount are we asking?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe like, basically she splits the cost of the room with the kids. So like she's the kids. So the parents pay for the other half of the room for whoever the kids are in that bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's definitely happened to me a little bit when I was early on in my relationship. We went and spent Myrtle Beach trip with the family.
Yeah.
And my then boyfriend, we were on a blow up mattress in the living room. So we went to bed with the latest group. We woke up early with the kids screaming and yelling.
Right. Yeah. Right. It kind of puts a damper on your, whatever you want to enjoy for your vacation experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Okay. Your vote has been registered. Thank you.
Yeah. What's your name? Who's this?
Roxana,
I've got a pair of tickets to see Jessica Simpson at the Vine Showroom at Del Lago Casino, and you're going to the casino. Congratulations. It's next Saturday, June 13th, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold the line. I have to say tickets are on sale at DelLagoResort.com. Thank you to them. Must be 21 plus to attend the show at the Dine, and I know you are, so you hold the line, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Nice deal. All right. Good morning, Buzz. Hi, Jerk Justified. Okay, didn't want to do that.
Absolutely justified.
Oh, okay. Hi. Absolutely justified.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes.
I feel this one to my soul for this poor woman because I lived this. My parents used to own a summer cottage, and all of my siblings were married with children.
Uh-huh.
I was the only one that was single with no children.
Uh-huh.
I used to get in a routine argument with my sister because even like gas for the jet skis and the boat, she was mad because I didn't split it evenly with the other kids. I'm like, dude, you got three kids that are out there riding that jet ski a lot more than I am, but you expect me to pay the same amount?
Right. Yeah, right.
True. She even got mad at me one time because I brought the gas cans home and used my bonus points at Tops to buy the gas, and I paid a lot less than everybody else.
So that's genius right there.
I feel this poor woman's soul. Absolutely justified.
Wow.
How much of a discount are we asking?
I would go for 50%.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If I got to wake up at the ass crack of dawn with all of those kids and them so they can sleep in, I definitely am getting a good discount.
Could you imagine, like, going from your big bed, now you're on vacation, to a twin-size bunk?
Yeah. With all of my toddler and young children, nieces and nephews, yeah, right. That yeah. does not sound like fun.
They should be paying you.
That's fun. That's right.
I do like that idea.
Yeah, right? Okay, thank you, bye. Okay, this one. Hi, Buzz. Hi, go ahead. Jedrick, Justified.
Justified.
Yes.
Absolutely justified. She's got to sleep with kids.
Yeah, I know.
That's not really a vacation.
No, really, no. And, you know, a lot of times, like, okay, well, we're all going on vacation, we're just going to so-and-so per couple. Well, that she's not a couple, so she...
They don't think. I don't think the rest of the family is even thinking about that. They're not looking at it from her viewpoint. They're just like, well... Yeah, I don't know. But this is going to be eye-opening. And I'm going to pass this podcast along so she can share it with her entire family.
Not only is it eye-opening, it's a complete slam dunk.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Here we go. Thank you.
Justified.
Justified. 98.9.
Stand up for your rights.
If anyone else is triggered by this, it will be a podcast after the show. Zano and Sandy or The Breakfast Bus.
And don't stand up too fast or you'll hit your head on the ceiling.
Wait, she used to get the top bunk? You can't put an adult on the top bunk.
Spisano and Sandy.
I'm Scott Spisano. This is Sandy Waters. Sunshine 80. Tomorrow, sunshine 83.
Can you tell me if this is a sign? And I should be worried.
Huh.
So a few days ago, we were in the sunroom. It was my husband, mm-hmm. Leah, my older daughter, and me. Mm-hmm. And Leah was telling us how excited she is to put together this. It's like a networking workshop that she's been thinking about for some time. And she's finally putting it together. It's for young people her age. Everything's falling into place perfectly, exactly how she envisioned it.
Okay.
And she was super passionate about helping young adults her age. And she's just really excited about it. And she's telling us all about it. And as she was telling us about it and getting really excited, mm-hmm. a cardinal flew by the window
mm-hmm.
and went into the tree that we could see from the sunroom. And my husband, like, everybody stopped. And my husband says, your grandparents are very proud of you, too.
Mm.
Now, my husband doesn't talk like this. If you know Mike Danger, he's not all about signs and the angels and
superstitions and ethereal things.
Like,
yes, right.
So right there where he just stopped and he was like, your grandparents, they're watching you right now and they're very proud of you. And like, I'm getting choked up just even remembering that moment in time where he was like, just, I'm like, wow, you really look for cardinals? He goes, I see them all the time. My parents are always here. And I'm like, oh my God, I wouldn't think you would be the one to say that.
Interesting.
And then Leah was like, oh my gosh, yes, that's so beautiful. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have never seen a cardinal. Like,
what?
I've seen a picture of a cardinal. I've never seen really a cardinal.
You've never seen a real live cardinal?
No, I'm not even kidding. I don't know. They don't fly around me or by me or I don't know. So that was my first one too. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Maybe you have nobody that's passed away that loved you.
Very good. I don't think I'm worthy of a cardinal visit.
How funny you bring this up.
Ever since that day, and it was just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing cardinals every day. Like, when I sit in the sunroom, that same tree, there's the red cardinal just hanging out. Hmm. Yesterday, when I was getting off the Ladder Road exit,
mm-hmm.
I see a cardinal right there. I'm like, wait, whoa. I don't know if this is like an awe. Somebody's watching over me now, too. Or this is a warning. I don't know. Is this a warning?
A warning of what?
I don't know. Should I be worried?
Well,
is this like somebody's going to pass soon?
Oh,
I don't know.
Cardinals don't do that. My mom used to. My mom used to have bird feeders, and cardinals were her favorite bird. And whenever I'm thinking about my mom, who passed a few years ago, one will pop into my world. I just, it's weird. People, has anybody else got the cardinal thing going on? Or is this just like one of these, what's the word for it? Mandela effect things that you just think and that's what it is. And
so when you think of your mom, you just know, oh my God, that's wild.
Not every time, but when I see it, I'm like, you know, what space am I in right now? My mom would approve.
Well, then it makes me think, like, yeah, I don't think, like, I've lost my aunt, my uncles, like, I've lost people in my life, but nobody who was, I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but nobody that would really want to pay me a visit. Like, there's no real reason to visit me. So I, and then all of a sudden now it's really seriously almost every day. And I'm like, is somebody trying to tell you something?
Well, no, maybe it's your former in-laws that are, you know, looming around, keeping an eye on Leah and making sure she succeeds.
Yeah, but Leah's not with me when I see the cardinal.
Well,
where's
the
sign? Where have you seen a sign? The most bizarre spot or place or I don't know.
It's really kind of, I always try to think of, you know, when we see a sign. And we've all had some kind of sign, right? Is it funny the first thing we do is try to disqualify it instead of just embrace it? Like, ah, oh, it's migration season. The Cardinals are in town again.
Yeah.
You know, or you know, well, that's just a coincidence.
Elizabeth just messaged us. You need to get out of the studio. I usually have 3 to 4 pairs of Cardinals in my yard, and I always joke that there's a lot of dead people watching over me, so I don't make a mistake. It's weird. It's weird that I've never seen a Cardinal till just the other day, but I don't know.
Yeah, you need to get out.
Don't hang out with me. Now they're following me all the time.
Well, I mean, you didn't really have trees in your area for a long time, right?
Well, I've lived in the house for 20 some odd years. I've had that same tree. I don't know if I've ever seen a sign. I almost want, because there are so many people, probably you're listening right now, and a story is coming to your mind of a sign that you saw, and it was so moving and impactful. I don't have a story. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a sign. Is there one that stands out that really took you?
I can't imagine. If you have one, 818-2899.
You don't have one?
I don't have one because it's weird. You know me. I think everything's
Well, that's
sign,
why I
you
thought
know.
You would have them because you're always looking for signs.
But I see so many that I'm not sure if one stands out. It's just whenever a certain thought pops into my head about my childhood or my upbringing or my mom or my parents or whatever, then something occurs or I notice something.
Yeah.
Or it's, you know, it's 4:44 p.m. or 1:11 p.m. This is something that always kind of what's the word for it? Intersects. I notice. How about that? Put some birdseed out. I might stick around.
Yeah, I know. It's so pretty. Okay, so Spazano and Sandy's 30-second pitch is coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Ryan is on hold, ready to pitch us.
Mm-hmm.
Something he wants his wife to do more of?
Mm-hmm.
Listen in. We need your help to decide if he should get a yay or nay.
Spazano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spazan and Sandy, ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam, please welcome Spazan and Sandy's 30-second pick. Yay! We need to have, like, audience applause.
We do. Woo!
Every week, someone from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges, Sandy Waters, and our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer and founder of Big Brand Adventures, Brandon T. Adams.
What's up?
And we're with Ryan. Hey, Ryan from Ontario. How you doing, man? You there?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. Okay, so here we go. Our contestant is Ryan from Ontario. And Ryan says something that's been quietly building in his house for months. A little tension.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That never ends well.
See,
okay.
Okay, so Ryan and his wife, they order a lot of things online. Like, Ryan says in their garage, there's now what he calls, what do you call it, the cardboard wall?
The cardboard wall?
Yeah, it's a towering pile of empty boxes. It keeps growing every week because nobody ever breaks them down before tossing them in the recycling area. So, yeah.
That's, so now yeah. Ryan is going to rehearse how he's going to bring this up to
right,
his wife.
Right. Okay, Ryan, now here are the rules. You have 30 seconds to give the judges your best pitch about your dilemma. 30 seconds. I mean, we're talking okay. Hard 30, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then they're going to decide if it's a yay or a nay, okay? And the goal is to get both the judges to obviously be on board to give you a yay. And your 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, Jamie, I know we're both pretty busy, and when the packages arrive, like, the easiest thing is just toss them in the garage. But, like, seriously, it's starting to look like we're having, like, a small Amazon warehouse in there. So my proposal is simple. Mm-hmm. Whoever opens the boxes takes 10 seconds to flatten it before putting it in the recycler. Mm. That way it keeps the pile under control, and we don't end up playing cardboard Tetris every recycling.
Cardboard Tetris.
And...
I wanted to do it within 30 seconds.
Not bad.
That was good.
All right, judges. What
are you saying? Here's my question to you. I need a little bit of info here because this is the same thing my husband says to me. But here's the thing that I want to know, though. Do you equally help out with every single other thing in the house? Because I'm sure. No, I won't answer for
you. Don't assume.
Yeah, I'm not going to assume. Do you equally help out with every other single thing in the house?
Yeah, I mean, of course, totally.
No, be honest.
Oh, you hesitated.
You totally hesitated.
Okay, maybe some things I don't, but...
Okay.
There's a lot of things that I do, though.
Okay.
So let's hear the specifics.
Of, like, what I don't... Okay, laundry. I don't really do my laundry.
Oh, this is the don't list?
Okay. Yeah.
What to do?
Yeah, what's your do list?
Yeah, what you do?
Besides the cardboard boxes.
I mean, I'm pretty much the provider. I mean...
Okay.
I'm hitting all these things paid for. I'm paying for all these things, and I just need these boxes to be cut up because it's starting to look crazy in the garage, and nobody wants to cut the boxes down.
When my frustration overboils, I go into the garage and I kick those cardboard boxes.
The new thing we discovered when Scott gets angry and doesn't want to tell his wife how angry he is.
I just turn around, walk outside.
He's like a toddler having a tantrum in the garage with the box.
And it feels so damn good.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I already know how I'm going to vote.
Okay.
But right. Brandon, if you want to ask questions.
Yeah, got any questions?
I've heard all I need to hear.
Oh, okay. All right, judges. Now we need your answer. Sandy.
Ryan, this, I will have to say, was not a tough decision.
Oh, okay.
And I am saying your pitch, my friend, was a nay!
Oh!
No, I think you should keep your mouth shut. Do not. You're going to start like World War III.
Anything? Okay.
All right. How about you, Brandon?
You first had me, but then you went down a rabbit hole that I know... that the wife would definitely not like. So with that said, I'm going to have to say nay.
Ah.
Ryan, you keep your mouth shut. We are saving your marriage right now.
Maybe I'll just kick the boxes like you said.
Just kick the boxes. Don't
just flatten them out and get some energy out.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Make it your one chore, your one contribution to the house, to freaking collapse the damn boxes.
Good shot, Ryan. Good chance, but it didn't go too far. So check back next week for your chance to give us your 30-second pitch. Find out if you pass the judges' test right here on Spazam and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. That was awesome, man.
That was awesome, Ryan.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks,
Don't
man.
Don't you dare bring that up to your
Yeah,
life.
No worries.
Okay, see you later, buddy.
Cardboard boxes!
Okay, okay.
Yeah! Oh, wait. You know another one that really, pet peeve triggers me?
You go all serial killer when?
One word. Styrofoam! God, I hate styrofoam! Especially the cheap stuff that turns into freaking Dippin' Dots and it sticks to your arm hairs.
It's
and,
the worst.
Oh, I hate that.
It's the worst. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It is Pizzano and Sandy. We're just coming off of our 30-second pitch. If you want to pitch something, like if there's something that your spouse, partner, somebody, kids do that annoys the heck out of you, you want to practice your pitch?
Yeah.
Will pass or fail. I mean, we all, like, at first, because we just had Ryan on the air, and he was pitching how he gets so annoyed that his wife doesn't break down the cardboard boxes, which I don't know why it is such a big deal.
Because she my husband, gets most of them, honey. She gets most of them.
Yeah, but we all assume our roles in the household, right? Like, my husband, this is his biggest pet peeve as well. And I'm like, listen, babe, there are things that I do that I just know that I'm going to have to do it. Your one chore is just breaking down the cardboard boxes and putting them in the recycle bin. That's your chore. Like, we all have our chores. He'll never clean a toilet. I'll never break down a cardboard box.
And you'll never do laundry.
Oh, yeah, I don't do laundry either.
It becomes overwhelming, yes. And his pitch was, you know, whoever gets a cardboard box, just collapse it and get it in the recycle bin.
But you can only say that if you are equally contributing to the household 100%. And that is not the case. Chances are you're not carrying.
I'm not getting as many cardboard boxes as my wife.
So it's who ordered the item, not how many chores you have.
Right.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
Exactly. I wouldn't have to. I'd have to collapse like one every other month.
I bet you go to the bathroom more than your wife. You should be doing toilet duty.
I just go outside.
To the bathroom? Are you trying to be funny?
No.
Do you have an outhouse?
No.
Is this a thing? We should. You know how many wives would sign up for that? Listen, his and her bathroom?
Yeah,
you know
really.
You know how people have his or her bedrooms?
Right.
There are people, my mother, his or her bathroom.
Your mom has his or her bathroom?
The minute we moved out of the house, my mom is like, let's not separate. I want to still sleep in bed with you. But bathroom, his or her. My dad has his bathroom and my mother has hers. And dad's not allowed in mom's bathroom.
So does dad clean his own bathroom?
No.
He wins.
He's old school Italian.
He wins.
Cleaning bathrooms. But maybe that's my pitch. Hold on a second. Maybe that'll be my pitch for next week.
30-second pitch. Go ahead and reach out to us to do one next week.
Spazano and Sandy, waking you up.
Well, yeah, that was a good one. I got to be honest with you. It's so distractingly nice out today. It's going to be just perfectly sunny and 80 and low humidity. It's just like, take a snapshot of this. Keep it in your purse or your wallet forever.
I know.
Commercial free 98 on the way up, too.
What? And I hope you can enjoy little pieces of today to sneak out of the office. Just a little bit to take a peek. Okay, if you missed anything from the show, go to the Spazano and Sandy podcast. You can find it by typing in Spazano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. We have our YouTube channel, too, 98.9 The Buzz, or on socials, 98.9 The Buzz. We appreciate you listening every day. Tomorrow is Live Audience Thursday.
Hana.
We invite you into the studio with us. So till then, we say we out.
Like the room in my recycle bin because there's too many cardboard boxes.
Here we go.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spezzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.